This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. Sometimes our high expectations get us in trouble, but when it comes to reading the Bible, the opposite is true. Listen today as Leroy explains how to read with purpose. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, a worldwide ministry whose purpose is to help you know Christ and to make Him known. To help you in your daily intake of the Word of God, we'd like to send you a free subscription to Daily Walk, a monthly devotional guide with down-to-earth insights for each day. More about that in a moment. Now, Leroy Imes.
Some years ago, when Dr. Billy Graham returned to the United States from Paris, he was interviewed by a group of American reporters. He told them that he had sensed a great spiritual hunger on the part of the French people and felt that God was leading him to plan an evangelistic campaign in the city of Paris. Finally, one of the reporters, who had been a little more aggressive than the others, shouted in frustration, "Dr. Graham, I was recently in Paris, and I saw no spiritual hunger on the part of anybody while I was there." Dr. Graham smiled and replied, "Sir, it's my observation that when a person is in Paris, he sees what he's looking for." You know, this cracked up the reporters. They had a good laugh, and the interview was over. Now, Christian, there is a tremendous truth tucked away in those words. You see what you're looking for. And this is especially true of the Bible. The reason many people do not get anything out of their Bible reading is because they're not looking for anything. There are two things I have done over the years that have helped me get something out of my daily Bible reading. One is topical reading. Let's say you want to learn to be a better witness for Christ. Okay, there are four books that tell us exactly how Jesus himself witnessed of his Father. That is Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Or let's say you want to learn to help others become dedicated disciples. There are four books that tell us exactly how Jesus Christ went about making disciples while he was on earth. These books are Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. So my point is, look for something specific. You'll be amazed and delighted with what you find. The second method is character reading. Let's say that you want to be a man after God's own heart. Okay, read the life of David, who was a man after God's own heart. Or let's say you want to have a closer relationship with God. Okay, read the life of Abraham, the friend of God. The Bible is filled with men and women from whom we can learn and from whom we can profit. Ask God to help you absorb their strengths and avoid their sins. Bible reading will become even more exciting and profitable to your walk of daily discipleship. Until tomorrow, for the Navigators, this is Leroy Imes.
As an aid to Bible reading with a purpose, we want you to have a free subscription to Daily Walk, the Navigator's Guide for Personal and Family Devotions. It will strengthen your faith and suggest practical applications that can change your life. Write The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934. That's The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80934. More tomorrow on Daily Discipleship.